Now we're going to talk to Jeanette in Florida. How can we help you today?
I was wondering, what are the choices for having portable digital TVs, like for hurricanes in Florida?
Oh, gosh, there's like so many choices out there. You know, now that we've had the digital transition, those TVs that we had that used to work on like 12 D-sized batteries, they're no longer useful.
Exactly. So do they have portable digital TVs?
Oh, absolutely.
They do. And there's several models. They're made by, you know, a ton of different manufacturers, from Samsonic to Insignia to Naxa. They're all in the, I would say, like the $100 to $200 range, depending on your budget. Envision has one. Kobe has one. Tom, you saw one somewhere, right, recently on Amazon or something?
Yeah, just search for portable digital TVs online, and you'll find tons of options. But you're right. Those old ones that we had are not going to work anymore.
Keep in mind that, you know, they'll probably only be very useful for like a short power outage. If you're facing, I mean, down in Miami, you could be facing a power outage from a hurricane for a couple of days. So you want to make sure that you have a weather radio as well. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, I have two radios. I have you know, those weather radios that I have, one that you self-wind and on batteries. I have a couple of those.
Good.
But having been through Hurricane Andrew, which we didn't have electricity for a long time, it's just nice to have something you can see.
Absolutely. Well, it's a smart thing to pick up. Jeanette, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Yeah, I mean, great for technology. We've changed over, woohoo, digital. But everybody in a majority of the United States faces major power outages because of weather situations. And everybody who had those wonderful portable units, we can't use them anymore.
Yeah, but you know what? The weather radios still work. So you can always rely on those.